The words for this morning are found in the first chapter of John, beginning with the 46th verse. And Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming towards him and said to him, "Behold, an Israelite indeed in whom there is no guile." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you." Nathanael answered and said to him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered and said to him, "Because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe? You will see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Most assuredly, I say to you, hereafter you will see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." In Jesus Christ, the ladder to heaven, dear fellow redeemed. In the Old Testament, we meet the great patriarch Jacob, who was both a dreamer and a schemer. He had his elusive dreams and schemes. Because of all his scheming, he had to flee home and spend the night out under the stars with nothing for a pillow but a rock. Yet, as he was sleeping there on that rock bed, with a heart about as heavy as a rock, God gave him a dream of grace. He saw a stairway or a ladder resting on the earth with its top reaching heaven, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon it. That's quite a dream. Many today would say, "What was he smoking anyway?" Men have always tried to find a ladder, to build a stairway to heaven. After the flood, what happened? The people gathered together and tried to build a tower that would reach heaven, but it wouldn't reach. In the late 50s and early 60s, the Russian cosmonauts sarcastically said, "We've flown all through space, and we haven't found your God or heaven." And then there's even a rock song entitled "The Stairway to Heaven," which one of my sons tried to use as a hymn in Sunday school. You can decide which one it was. However, the dream that Jacob had was no elusive dream without any substance. It was a dream of God's grace, as certain as the rock of salvation based on Jesus Christ, the one true stairway to heaven. He is the King of Israel, the Son of God. This Nathanael learned through his encounter with the Nazarene, the prophet from Nazareth. After Jesus was baptized in the River Jordan, beginning his public ministry, he called his disciples. He called Philip, saying, "Follow me." And Philip, in turn, invited Nathanael, saying to him, "We found that one of whom Moses and the prophets spoke, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of David, son of Joseph," he said. Should have said son of David. Hearing that, it just didn't compute to Nathanael. Nathanael knew King Messiah was supposed to be born in Bethlehem, Judah, not up north in Nazareth. It was an offense to him to think that Messiah would be born in the backwoods town of Nazareth. Thus he responded, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip, rather than arguing, just said, "Come and see." Full of skepticism, Nathanael came to the Nazarene, and Jesus, in his omniscience, showed him that he knew him before he had ever met him at that point in time. In his almighty power, he saw Philip meditating and praying, probably hoping for the Messiah, under the fig tree, even before Philip called him. Seeing Jesus' omniscience and his almighty power, he cried out, "You are the Son of God, the King of Israel." This was no mere man. This was the Son of the living God. Jesus, hearing that powerful confession, says there's even more. There's more to it than this. And then he says the important words of our text. "I say to you, hereafter you will see the heavens open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." Jesus is saying, "I am Jacob's ladder. I am the one who Jacob saw, on which the angels ascended and descended. The true stairway to heaven." Do we need a stairway? Oh, yes. The terrible convulsions of sin have ripped an insurmountable chasm between heaven and earth. Because of our sinful lives, our lives are broken and shattered in so many ways, like so many pieces of broken glass, without any meaning or purpose, without a proper relationship with heaven. There is always something missing in our lives that will lead to despair. As St. Augustine said, "My heart is never at rest until I'm at rest with you, O Lord." All our striving to reach God, to climb up to heaven, accomplishes about as much as those Russian cosmonauts looking for God in their Sputnik machine. Our work righteousness can't add one step or rung to that ladder to heaven. But thanks be to God, there is a ladder to heaven. Jacob's ladder, Jesus Christ, the one true stairway to heaven. In Christ, God and man, heaven and earth are reunited, and we have fellowship with God. He took upon himself our humanity so that through it he could build that ladder for each of us. As he hung on the cross, hanging there between heaven and earth, suffering for all the sins of humanity, for your sinful dreams and schemes and my sinful dreams and schemes, and there's a lot of them, he suffered for them all, doing so, drawing all men to himself as the one true ladder to heaven. In his death, sins are forgiven, and that insurmountable chasm between heaven and earth is bridged forever in him. Also, that ladder didn't just appear to Jacob in his life personally, so that he called the place where he slept Bethel, which means the house of God, the very portal of heaven. No, thanks be to God that Jacob's ladder is in our midst today through the means of grace. Here, Christ ascends to us with all his blessings, healing our shattered and meaningless lives, giving us meaningful lives, victory lives, free from Satan's endless bondage. Here he gives us strength to face the burdens of the day. He gives us the strength to be one of his and to continue on this earthly pilgrimage. Out of thanks, we will indeed strive to live as he lived, who first gave his life for each of us. All around us this morning, there are broken lives, there are hurts, there's despair and misery. But the Lord God has given each of us sure hope of grace and mercy in Jesus Christ, Jacob's ladder, the one stairway to heaven, and even more, right now, today, that ladder has been placed in our midst through the preaching of his life-giving word, so that touched by that assurance of grace and mercy, we, each of us, can cry out in holy joy, how awesome is this place. This is the house of God, the portal of heaven. Jesus is Jacob's ladder. Amen. Let us arise and pray. We have a special prayer request this morning. A prayer of thanksgiving had been requested by Ryan and Marie McPherson at the birth of their son, Steadfast Theodore McPherson. Let us pray. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, you who rule the heavens, you have declared that children are the heritage of the Lord. On behalf of these Christian parents, we thank and praise you for the gift of this little child, Teddy, and for granting him safe delivery, guiding the physician's hands, bringing both mother and child safely through. Through the waters of holy baptism, claim him as your own, working faith in his heart, giving him new resurrection life in Jesus Christ. Give wisdom to his mother and father, that they may bring him up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. We ask all of this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, the one true stairway to heaven. Amen. We continue with the hymn.
Love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and abide.